Here's a perfect example of his being honest. He was late for volleyball a few weeks ago.
Oh, we're going to go there? Are we going to...
Did you poop your pants?
No.
Big Fatty wants to know if you pooped your pants.
All right. I haven't told a soul this story. So
well, I got to tell it because...
I had a feeling this would come up.
So, you know, he's going to volleyball. Volleyball's at 7 o'clock at night, so it's dark because it was before we sprang forward. And so he pulls out of the driveway.
I'm late. It's like, I got to get there in 5 minutes.
He's late because he's probably looking at porn.
No, so, I was on Reddit probably. Yeah.
So he pulls out, goes to the end of the road, doesn't stop at the stop sign.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty wants to know if you pooped your pants.
So he pulls out.
All right.
Doesn't stop.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat Wonder. This is episode 4790. The BFO for Thursday, the 18th of June, 2026. Y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear Big Fatty? It's not undoing. Yes, I know. Hello, Rainouts Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your Rainouts today, because y'all, I was watching the sports ball, and y'all, they started the game, the Atlanta Braves and the Giants from out there in the San Francisco, and that's some chicken tenders. I'll tell you about that in a minute. They started the game, and it was just a light drizzle, and y'all, the drizzle got a little bit harder, and y'all, the between half innings, they were coming out and throwing down the diamond dust, is what they call it. Y'all, it's basically cat litter, and because it soaks up the moisture. Yes, Big Fatty, in clumps. At the middle, they completed the first inning and the top of the second inning, and y'all, they called for a... They called for a delay, and y'all, then 2 hours later, they suspended the game. So they're going to be playing the suspended game starting at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Hump Day. Y'all, that's about 20 minutes from when I'm recording this. And then they'll play their regularly scheduled game at 7:15 p.m. in the evening today. So y'all, this is going to be some tired hooves tonight. Big Fatty, I didn't know there were hooves. Well, you know, they're feeties. You know, the hooves. Okay. Well, That's lovely. Thank you for sharing for Big Fatty, audio podiatrist.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time.
Comes to us today from that Moose P. That Moose P wrote in last week and said, Big Fatty, are you afraid that saying something negative about Gail and King might cause the AI to seek revenge? Well, first of all, Moose, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you. Yo, by the way, Moose P announced that he and his betrothed Kyle, they received a pallet of gay crema decorations at their house today. I think he said there were 20 boxes. So, getting back to the question, no, I don't I don't think Gail and Kane have. Well, you know, I shouldn't say that. I don't think Gail and King have. If they can't figure out what their correct names are, you know, I'm not sure how they would retaliate. Maybe they would retaliate by getting their names correct every time, so that I wouldn't have anything to bitch about. Oh, Big Fatty, you will find something to bitch about. There's no doubt about that. Well, you're probably right. But anyway, no, I'm not worried about Gail and King. But, y'all, some of the other stuff, yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty, I guess that means you don't have a whole lot to talk about. Well, there's some truth to that, but we're gonna talk anyway. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all got you know, Hortensia had left, and y'all, I went and got myself a share, and then I was off. I was off to Shady Pines, had a lovely supper. Y'all, I had the Caesar salad. The Caesar salad there, I don't know what they do, but, well, I kind of do know what they do. Y'all, a salad always tastes better when somebody else makes it. Yes, Big Fatty. And, so I had the Caesar salad, which is not a side salad. It's big solid, and I had the grilled scrimps on top of it. And y'all, that was a lovely combination. Y'all, if you're looking for something to have for your supper sometime, get you a Caesar salad and grill some scrimps. Y'all, absolutely delicious. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then I came. Oh, while I was there, y'all, I got a message from my second oldest, as in longevity, a gentleman caller, not the muscly gentleman caller, but the other one who's just come back into the fold, so to speak. Big Fatty, is that what you're calling your butthole? I mean, never mind. But y'all, he says, are Big Fatty, I see you're online, but you're 12 miles away. I said, yes, I'm in Mount Copacetic, but I'll be home by 6 p.m., around 6 p.m. in the evening. He said, oh, I probably won't be available then. So, y'all, it was so close to having a gentleman call a report today. But, alas, no ass. I mean, anyway, so y'all, I got home and turned on the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then I switched over to the sports ball game that I mentioned earlier. And y'all, they
I didn't understand why they were still playing. I mean, the water was dripping off the players' hats and batting helmets, and they're always wiping their eyes. They had to get new what is that bag that the pitchers always are helping with their grip. That's a it's a bag of something. It'll come to me. But anyway, they had to keep bringing new ones of that. And y'all, every time after every single pitch, they were having to throw out a brand new baseball to the pitcher because the other ones were wet or covered in mud or whatever. Rosin bag, that's it. So I told you I'd get it. So anyway, y'all, I ended up taking my go-to-bed pills, and I crawled into the live chamber around a little bit before 9 p.m. in the evening. Y'all slept like a baby. Y'all didn't wake up until after 6:30 a.m. in the morning. You know, it's that extra 30 minutes. You know, the past couple of days I've been awakening before 6 a.m. in the morning. But anyway, y'all, made all the difference in the world. Got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, had my brofkas. Y'all, I had a couple of pieces of toast from that bread that Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, brought to me. Y'all, I've been keeping it in the in the frigidaire, so it is not becoming a science experiment. And yes, McFetty, although you could probably use some penicillin. Well, anyway, y'all, then I started doing my morning nipple walk inside because y'all, although it's not awful hot, the humidity is just absolutely suffocating. Y'all, we're expecting rain to come, the rain to come down, because y'all, is that it's that that tropical storm Arthur, it's tropical storm Amarins, is getting ready to come across the southeast. Y'all, and by the way, that Elizabeth Hasselbeck was back on the Gail King show, and y'all, but Miss Nora O'Donnell. Sorry, Harley, she was on with Miss Gail King this morning, and y'all, I was like, okay, well, I'm okay with that. And y'all, then at the end of the first hour, they brought that Hasselbeck on, and y'all, I just turned it off. I don't like her, and I see where it's going, and this is an error. It's going to be the end of an error. So I did my nipple walking inside. I watched, what did I watch? I watched something on the TV machine while I was doing that. Don't know what it was, but I watched it. Oh, no, it's a local show called The Palmetto Life. So I watched that, and Let's Make a Deal. And y'all, then at 11 a.m. in the morning, I picked up the nip, and we were off to get Earl Grey washed. And then we went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty. While I'm sitting here recording, but y'all went to the Von's East. Y'all didn't need much because I had gotten most of the items that I needed for right at Fatty's when I went to the Sam's Club. Y'all, by the way, well, I'll get back to that in a minute. Y'all, they had onions, a 3-pound bag of onions on sale, so I got that. Y'all, they had the in-house popcorn. Y'all, it's the white popcorn. Racist! No, it's just very tender. It was on sale, so I got a bag of that. Y'all, they had shredded hash browns there in the refrigerated case with the other kinds of pre-prepared meals and things like that. Y'all, they had the, so I got, they were on sale, so I got a couple of those. I'm going to make a loaded hash brown casserole to go with a supper right. Hey, y'all, they had the Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars. Buy one, get one free, so I got one box of those. Y'all, they had a dressing that I hadn't seen before. It was called that Marzetti's dressing, you know, that's in the refrigerated part over there with the vegetables. It was simply lemon vinaigrette. That sounded good to me. Picked up a cup of sour cream. Need that for the hash brown casserole. Y'all, they had something new in the bakery section. Blueberry fritters. Y'all, that just sounded delicious, so I got that. Y'all, they had barbecue rub that I thought I would try. It's a honey and garlic one. You know, I usually get, I usually use the one that I get from the Danbury's, but I just thought I'd try something new for a change. That was buy one, get one free. Got one of those. You know, they have a new thing out called the Hamburger Helper Brew Pub. And y'all, it's a fancier hamburger helper. And plus I had a coupon, so I thought I'd give it a try. Y'all, they had sweet chili flavored chicken tenders, just a little package of two of those. So I got that, and I had that for my lunch. That's what I was belching up a little earlier. Y'all, I spent $36.89, but I saved $21.94. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I got home and put away my provisions in the larder. And y'all, I had those little chicken tenders for my lunch while I watched the Jeopardy Tuesday night. Oh, Big Fatty, that's those chicken tenders again. It's true. Got my bath towels and face cloth, and I put all of them in the washing machine, and y'all, it has just completed, so I have transferred them to the dryer, so I'll have fresh, you know, I had fresh sheets Sunday night, and I'll have fresh towels here for the rest of the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Nothing on the list for Big Fatty to do except y'all got to start getting ready for Fatty's and for Senior Size. But other than that, just same old, same old. High near 90. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Oh, y'all. I've mentioned this once already this week. Y'all, there's big doings coming. Big doings about 10 days from now. So be on the lookout. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blind Time. And Mr. Cackle, anything happening there?
Big Fatty wants to know if you pooped your pants.
So he pulls out.
All right.
Doesn't stop.
Big Fatty, do they have a hidden micro-hoist in your toilet room? It sounds just like you.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.